This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. IHSA Bylaw 3.170 addresses one of the most discussed rules within the association, classification. Each year, one of the most important tasks of the IHSA Board of Directors is to establish the number of classes in all IHSA sports and activities, as well as to classify schools within each sport or activity. To help with this task, IHSA Policy 17 provides the roadmap the board follows. Sports and activities have different numbers of classes, and the number of classes in each is generally determined by the number of schools that participate in those. With the exception of football, which has 8 classes, other IHSA sports and activities have between 1 and 4 classes, again depending upon the number of schools who participate in the sport or activity. After determining the number of classes, the board then establishes the enrollment ranges for each class in each sport or activity. Those ranges generally attempt to place a similar number of schools into each class, and schools are placed into classes based on their enrollment. A school's enrollment for a given school year is based upon the enrollment reported by the school to the Illinois State Board of Education on September 30th of the preceding school year. In other words, a school's enrollment on September 30th, 2016 will be used for its classification in IHSA sports and activities for the 2017-2018 school year. Some adjustments are made for schools that are either single gender or contain fewer than 4 grade levels. Non-boundary schools, which are public or private schools that do not have a fixed attendance boundary like public schools do, have their official enrollments adjusted by having a 1.65 multiplier added to their actual enrollment. And it is a school's official enrollment that determines its classification in all IHSA sports and activities. Before finalizing all the classification of all schools, though, 2 more steps occur to calculate the official enrollments for IHSA member schools. First, all athletic and activity programs at non-boundary schools undergo a review to determine if a given program is eligible for a waiver of the 1.65 multiplier. Again, IHSA Policy 17 outlines the criteria used to determine if a program shall receive a waiver. In the 2016-2017 school year, just under 81% of all non-boundary school programs received a waiver, thereby enabling those programs to be classified at their school's actual enrollment. Second, all athletic and activity programs at non-boundary schools undergo a review to determine if a given program will be adjusted up a class from the program's official enrollment. This adjustment, referred to as the success factor, only applies if a non-boundary school program has won 2 state finals trophies over a 4-year period in a given sport or activity, and one of those 2 trophies has to have been won within the previous 2 school years. The number of those programs that are adjusted is generally very small. For example, in the 2016-2017 school year, less than 2% of the total number of programs were adjusted up a class. As you can see, there is a clear process that the IHSA Board of Directors uses to address classification each year, and like other rules, has been adjusted over the years by the membership to reflect the changing times.